This is Ozarks at Large, and these are a few more things that we thought you might need to know. A state center for the developmentally disabled in Boonville risks losing its Medicaid certification on July 4th if it doesn't improve supervision of clients. This comes after a severely disabled resident there was left unattended in a van for 2.5 hours on March 25th. Regulators with the Office of Long-Term Care found that residents at the center were in, quote, immediate jeopardy of harm or death, but that designation was removed April 1st. Julie Munzel, spokeswoman for the State Department of Human Services, says the driver of the van was fired as a result of the incident.
There's concerns on the part of facility, but also concerns on the part of Office of Long-Term Care. Anytime you have clients who have supervision issues, that they be constantly monitored. And that's just something as a facility that you have to stay on top of.
The Boonville Human Development Center, which houses about 150 men and women, has had other problems over the last few years, including an incident of a resident choking to death on food.
Tickets to the 2011 Yonder Mountain String Band's Harvest Festival are now on sale. 4-day passes are available for $99. A $6 facility fee will be added to the price of each ticket. The festival is scheduled from October 13th through October 16th at Mulberry Mountain near Ozark, Arkansas. More information is available at yonderharvestfestival.com.
The city of Bentonville is hosting its 7th annual Clean the Streets Day on Saturday, May 14th. The project is part of the Great American Cleanup, the nation's largest community enhancement program held every year between March 1st and May 31st. The city invites volunteers to help pick up litter alongside city streets and trails in drainage ditches, detention ponds, and creek beds. Registration and cleanup will be from 8:30 through 11:30 a.m. on May 14th. Volunteers will receive trash bags, vests, gloves, and a t-shirt. To register for the City of Bentonville Clean the Streets Day, log on to www.bentonvilleAR.com and click on the Bentonville Volunteer Program link or call 271-6826.
The Arkansas and Kentucky baseball teams closed their 3-game series by splitting a doubleheader Sunday in Lexington, Kentucky. After Kentucky won the first game 3-1, Arkansas picked up a win in the series finale with a 4-1 victory. Arkansas is now 28-11 overall and 9-9 in the Southeastern Conference. The win in the second game of the doubleheader was the 1900th in the program's history. Arkansas returns to action tomorrow, hosting St. Louis. First pitch at Baum Stadium is set for 6:35 p.m.
The University of Arkansas's Research Frontier magazine can now be accessed by phone using QR codes, which will then help readers access videos, slideshows, and stories about the U of A faculty and student research. QR codes are two-dimensional barcodes designed often in a square matrix. Applications downloadable to smartphones can help read the QR code, which then directs the reader to a website linked with the code. The use of these codes will help readers watch videos and slideshows, normally beyond the scope of a print magazine.